Dad Fact with Darren Moore.
Darren Moore, may I tell you quickly, last night at the dinner table, my own sister, she recalled. She was like, guys, do you know what I heard on the radio this morning? Yeah. She literally said that. She was like, that apparently our weather system, because of the airplanes, and I'm uncle's sitting at the moment. He used to work with SAA, and he's like, that's true.
Dad's brother.
Yeah.
That uncle, yeah.
And I was like, what? My whole family just got fact at dinner. Thank you, Darren Moore.
I think she was telling you, Kieran Millack, since you're the weather girl.
They're satellites now, guys. Not my fault anymore.
I don't know how many of these you're going to quote me on, but they're nerdy specific.
Okay, let's go.
For me, like, everyone thinks of Bitcoin as it's just this internet thing, but it actually requires people, and it actually requires a little bit of everyone's computer on Earth. And somebody did the math, and Bitcoin has the equivalent carbon footprint of the entire country of New Zealand.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if that's saying New Zealand's got a very, very small footprint, or if Bitcoin needs to really work on offsetting the carbon footprint.
I'm shocked by that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you know of this phenomenon in America called gerrymandering.
No.
Okay. There's a country that's a little bit worse. It's called Berlin-Herzog-Nassau.
A country?
It's a city.
A city. That's another city. Berlin-Herzog-Nassau.
You have to say it like that. Because everyone from this is welcome in Berlin-Herzog-Nassau. Berlin-Herzog-Nassau. It's famously one of the most complicated borders in the world, as lockdown rules were different in Belgium as in Netherlands. Some of the shops were forced to close on the Belgium on the Belgium side, but half on the Netherlands side had to remain open.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you could walk across.
Hold on, where is Berlin-Herzog-Nassau?
Berlin-Herzog-Nassau.
Oh, is it half and half?
Yeah, it's half and half.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just had to walk across the road to go and get your frozen yogurt.
Take your passport.
Yeah. And then when Jeff Bezos started Amazon back in 1994, it took 50 meetings to raise $1 million from the investors. Sure. The most commonly asked question was,
are you sure?
What is an internet?
No.
What is an internet?
What is an internet? Back in 1994. That was the most commonly asked question. And he's done quite well for himself, Jeff Bezos. $1 million. Like, if he doubled on his return, he'd make $2 million. But as we speak today, he's sitting on $184,000 million that he made from that little meeting of 50 people. So never, never judge anyone who says something like, what is an internet? Because you could end up being Jeff Bezos.
Mm. Or his wife, ex-wife. She's the real winner here.
Mackenzie Bezos.
That's some, like, getting facts and some proper
that
motivation.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Motivated.
Did it happen?
Yeah, mate. Bitcoin. Yeah,
the Bitcoin
mate.
Did it, eh?
Yeah.
Now, nah, for me, Berlin-Herzog-Nassau.
Berlin-Herzog-Nassau.
Yeah, mate, that got me. Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.